Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Glory and Peace Church International. Bible study will be on hiatus for the summer. Our prayer meetings are Fridays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and available only on Zoom. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating in July. Are you interested in being baptized? Let us know. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on our social media platforms. Volunteers are needed in the cleaning department. Please reach out if you can help. Thank you to everyone who helped at our block party on Saturday. You are all greatly appreciated.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back, Glory and Peace Church. Hallelujah. Welcome to those online. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is great. God is great. Hallelujah. Welcome to those who are new here. Good to see your faces. Let's dance our praise and worship together this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, God is good. Yes, Lord, we worship you this morning. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Thank you, Holy Spirit, you are here. Hallelujah. Play it again. We worship you, Lord. We praise your name. Oh, we praise your name.
Oh, Thank you. Us. So sing it and appreciate Him this morning. You are God.
You are God.
Everybody sing.
From beginning to
yourself. We appreciate you and we thank you. Thank you for another day to magnify, to praise you, to exalt your holy name, and to say thank you. We are thankful for everything you've done for us. Even just going to sleep and waking up, we are thankful. We are thankful for the breath of life. We are thankful for every good thing you've done in our lives. But above all, we are thankful that you are God, that you do not sin and you do not lie. You do not disappoint and you do not fail. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for upholding all things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Have your way in this service this morning in our lives. Every aspect of this service we commit to you. Bring our hearts to you, our mind, our spirit, soul, and body, and our substance. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. God dear everybody. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, another day in the land of the living. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Well, people could have been going to your funeral, but they are not at your funeral. You're here by yourself praising the Lord. Can you praise the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm glad. I'm alive and well. Because Jesus live, I live also. Say amen. Don't take your life for granted. Appreciate your life. Praise the Lord. Well, those of you in the back, just move a little bit forward so I can see your beautiful face. Minister Colette and the children are in the house this morning. Hallelujah. All the way from Toronto. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I didn't give her enough notice. I would have asked her to minister to us in one special song this morning. You know she used to lead our worship team here. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just like our new team is writing songs, Minister Colette wrote some songs that are very special. So praise the Lord. Well, it's good to see you and the children. Your mommy is here too. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Good to see you. Joshua and Brooke and Elia, it's good to see you. Praise God. And it's good to see all of you too. I wasn't here last Sunday. I think I was away. Was I here? The days are all blending together. So praise the Lord. Well, we had to go. I had to go see some of our friends and families in our neighbor's country. So praise the Lord. I was in New York and New Jersey. I'm so glad I'm back home. It is hot and congested. So praise the Lord. But it was good to see our other brethren. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And Apostle is not here this morning because he's ministering somewhere in the States. I think he's in Missouri. So praise the Lord. I think that's his first time there in St. Louis. So God is good. His journey there was just so something else. It's like if you wanted to go to Africa or go to Nigeria, you could have arrived way before he arrived there. So praise, it was not funny. But to God be the glory. God is his strength, and he had to minister when he arrived. So praise the Lord. And the people were so glad, and they are demanding, where's the book? Where's the book? So we have to pray for a team of people who are going to help to write books in this house. Get the materials and write them so more people can enjoy what we are all enjoying. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He sends his love and his greetings. He's in service this morning, so I don't know if we'll get a surprise on Zoom later. I'm not sure. So God is good. God is good. I want to thank everyone who helped yesterday in our yearly picnic, Sister Sherry and all the team. Brother Byron, Brother Wes, all the team, Brother Moses, everybody was on deck. Pastor Choice, everyone. Pastor Paul, Pastor Henry, everybody. So if we don't mention your name, don't get annoyed, you know. Just say, God knows me. He knew you were there. And he put a check mark on you. So praise the Lord. Thank you for coming to serve our community. The children enjoying themselves, you know. It was well organized and it was wonderful. And I also enjoyed the saxophone, Brother Ibokun, so we get him to do that more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. All those who ministered, they ministered greatly. So we give God praise. We pray that all the souls that touched the ground yesterday, that them and their family will be saved. That they will come into the kingdom, that God will answer their prayer, cleanse them and wash them with the precious blood of Jesus, visit their homes, visit their family, because they've touched this holy ground. May the holiness of God touch their family. May God save them and their household. And we appreciate all the business people who donated stuff to our picnic to make it a success. We want to thank God for all the businesses, that God will prosper them and bless them mightily. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we speak healing to Sister Sandra, because she's always here. She's not feeling well. So that the Lord will heal her speedily and she'll come back and enjoy the presence of God with us. To God be the glory. All right, we're going to pray for our children so we can quickly continue with the service. So I need Pastor Paul and Pastor Henry to help me this morning. Praise the Lord. The rest of you sitting, stretch your hands. If you are sick, this is a good time to join them, because the faith of children are always strong. And not only that, the Bible says they have angels ascending and descending, not sometime, all the time. So if you have any message, join them this morning. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for all our wonderful family, all our children, biological children, spiritual children, partners, extended family, the children standing before me, every child of God from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life, Father, visit every one of us. Shine your face on us. Strengthen us, O God. Let your glory cover us. Let your spirit cover us. Let your blood cover us. May we go forth in your name and come in your name. We thank you, God, for divine health, divine peace, divine strength, divine victory, divine success, that all week, all year, all month, we will have cause to rejoice. In the name of Jesus, there will be no tragedy in any of their homes. They will walk in victory and in success. Those that are sick, we call them, be healed, be restored, be made whole. In the name of Jesus, those that are troubled in their homes, we speak, peace be still in the name of Jesus. We thank you for joy, joy unspeakable, and testimonies. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, God bless you. See you later, children. Well, if you were not touched, wait for him to finish. I'm going to continue praying. The rest of you go out quietly. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you into our lives, our heart, our mind, our spirit, our soul, and this service, and into our homes and our city and neighborhood, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, this morning, I normally read a whole chapter for us. So you will read the complete chapter at home by yourself. So I'm going to read only one verse. So I got a lot of grounds to cover today. So praise the Lord. Well, before I continue, today is Sister Carol's, because once I finish reading, I'm going to the message. So today is Sister Carol Cornelius Saint's birthday. So she turned 70 years young today. So we bless her in the name of Jesus. Amen. Health and peace. Hallelujah. All right, Psalm 27. This should be part of your life already. I'm just going to read one verse only. All right, so make sure you read all of it at home. It's not very long. Psalm 27 says, "The Lord," you should know it by heart by now, "the Lord is my light and my what? Salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" So what did I say you should do at home? Read the whole chapter. Somebody say, "I will read the whole chapter." Yes, praise the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. We have no fear. Fear should be afraid of us. Somebody say, "Fear, be afraid of me." Yeah, you should stop jumping. You know, sometimes when I go to some places, I'm coming out of the bathroom. I don't know, am I humming or I'm getting a little feedback? Okay, so maybe one of these can, somebody can turn this towards me a little bit. So, praise the Lord. So, Lindsay, you can help me. Just come. Turn it, this only this one. I think that one is okay, I'm not sure. Praise the Lord. I'm hearing a little nasal stuff coming from me. The Lord is my light. You know, I go to some places, and you, for instance, you go to the bathroom, you're coming, and somebody doesn't know you are there, and you come suddenly from a corner. What happens? The other person does what? Jumps. What is the meaning of that? Fear. So people are filled with fear, you know, and somebody shows up suddenly, or somebody tries to tap you from behind, you go, "Ah." May fear be free. May you be free from all fear. In the name of Jesus, you should not be jumping. When demons see you, they should jump, not you. Somebody say amen. So when you're saying the Lord is my light, of whom shall am my salvation, of whom shall I fear? So don't fear nothing. Amen. This person speaking to you, I used to be afraid of even dogs, like puppies. Can you imagine? Little puppies. The Lord set me free from that. Praise the Lord. This person speaking to you, I used to be afraid to cross the road. You wouldn't know that. Look what the Lord has done. Devils and people see me, they fear me, not the other way around. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you should never be afraid. You are the child of the Most High God. The King of Glory lives in you. So that's all I'll say about that chapter. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. So Father, we thank you for your holy word. As your word is coming to us now, let it come with power, with grace, with favor. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace for the nation of Israel. Peace to the nation of Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, Belgium, Holland, in the name of Jesus, Denmark. We pray for all these nations and all the islands of the seas and any nation where someone is calling on the name of the Lord. Visit them, bring revival, and turn that nation around. Let them begin to elect leaders who will serve the purposes of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare freedom and strength for your people and no fear. In Jesus' name, say a big amen. Let your word come with power, with grace, favor, mercy, truth, healing, deliverance, wholeness, and restoration. Bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, and the receiver of the word, and all those who publish the word. May your word profit our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, this morning I have a lot to talk about, or we'll do what we can and leave the rest to be either to be continued or something totally different. So praise the Lord. All right, this morning my topic is going to be light in the darkness. How many of you want light? How many of you like darkness? None of us. I don't, and I know you don't yourself. So I want to thank God for light this morning. Light in the darkness. Praise the Lord. Well, the first introduction of God to us, I will not park there. I'm just going to read Genesis 1:3, and then I'm going to leave that whole thing and go somewhere else. Amen. First introduction to us about the word of God, we see what? Darkness. So put that scripture up on the screen, Genesis 1 to 3. You can read with me or you can just write your notes down. In the beginning, God created what? The heavens and the earth. He created heaven and earth. How many of you know anything God made, God says good? God doesn't make junk. He doesn't make mess. He doesn't create things that don't work. Everything he makes them perfect. They are in order. Well, look at the sun. Is there sunrise this morning? He made it. The sun has been rising and setting before you were born, before your fathers and your mothers were born, fathers, generations, and it has not gone wrong. Somebody shout hallelujah. It has not fallen down. It has not stopped shining. Somebody shout hallelujah. He made the moon. He made the earth. Everything he made, they are all on time, functioning. Functioning. They are commanded to function. So God made good and perfect things. Say amen. Okay, but something, God faced a challenge. Verse 2. Let's look at verse 2. And the earth was what? Without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. He said the earth was void, nothing, empty. God doesn't make empty things. Everything he makes, he fills them with goodness. He fills them with himself. And yet, there is a problem. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. The deep, that means the sea, the waters, the oceans. Before they became oceans, they were all one block. Before they were divided, it's one deep water, just one container of water. Somebody give God praise. So something happened. God does not like problems. He solves problems. May you not enjoy problems. When problems arise in your life, there is a solution. What I want us to do this morning is to take God's attitude and action towards a problem. You got married, you were in a good marriage. The day of the wedding, everybody rejoicing, kissing, hugging, dancing, celebrating, dancing. Then you get home, nightmare start. You must not tolerate that nightmare. You gave birth to children. The day the child came, you were rejoicing, happy, perfect baby, perfect everything. Then the next thing, nightmare starts, sickness, disease, problems come. You must not do what? Tolerate it. When God saw problem, he dealt with it. You got a job. The day you got the job, you were excited, happy, praising God. Say, look, I've been waiting for this, and God has done it. You were blessed. But suddenly, you don't like the place. You complain about your boss, your co-worker, and everything else. This is not good, that is not good. You got saved, you were put in a church. That church, you were excited when you came, rejoicing. Then suddenly, we don't hear the word of God anymore. This is blah, blah, blah. Problems came. But the problem, you're the one carrying it, and it's affecting you, so you are now affecting your environment. May you change your position today in the name of Jesus. You're going to affect your environment and things the way God does it. Somebody say, I'm a child of God. Yes, you cannot be something else. You must be who God tells you to be. Say amen. So what did God do? He sent his spirit. Problem showed up. The spirit of God had to go and start dealing with it. The spirit of God started hovering, moving. That is why you need to have the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Spirit in your life, you cannot change anything in your home, in your job, in your family, in your life. Any direction your life is going, you don't like it, you need the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, I need you in my life. So God is showing you immediately you are coming into a hostile world and you're going to need the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit began to move. It moved upon the face of the waters. Nothing happened. But what happened? That's preparing the way. Amen? Preparing the way for solutions. Somebody is going to need to speak. Verse 3. And God did what? And God said, let there be what? Light. And there was light. Hallelujah. God said, let there be what? And there was light. You must speak. Don't be a silent Christian. Open your mouth and do what? Speak. Let there be light. Let there be light. There is no family that doesn't face a challenge. There's no human on earth, because this earth is going to be transformed. Not yet, but it will be. Amen? The Bible says this earth is going to melt away with what? Fervent heat. And there'll be a new one where there's no more pollution. Hallelujah. The world is trying to solve the problem of pollution. They'll never get it right, because they leashed the problem. Until God cleanses it out, it's going to continually be so. But even though we try to do our best, we say replenish the earth. So we are replenishing, but a perfect one is coming. May you be in that perfect earth. He said, where you begin to eat, he said, there will be fruit in that particular earth. It will be healing for the nations. So nations are not healed right now. So when nations are going through diverse issues and diverse problems, they're going to need the healing of the Lord. It's when the new one comes, there will be the fruit that is going to heal the nations of the earth. Aren't you glad God has provided for his people? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just 12 trees growing on the side, and that's going to be enough healing for all nations, all people. No more sickness, no more disease, no more pain, no more hospitals. There's no hospital in that one. There's no more emergency rooms or emergency. There's no 911. There's only Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no more hydro bill or gas bill. Bible says he's the light. He'll be the light. No need for moon or sun, stars. I don't know if you believe the things you are reading. You should be looking forward and rejoicing. But in the meantime, learn to say what? Let there be light. Light in your home. Light upon your children. They are rebelling, not doing the things they need to do. Begin to speak God's light on them. They need to be awake. Remember the story of the prodigal son? When he came back to his right mind. So there's a mind that takes them out of the will of God. Take them from the presence of the Father. May the light of God bring every child back to himself. In the name of Jesus. So God began to fix stuff and he said, let there be light. Now I want to focus on that darkness part. How did that happen? Where were the earth? So if you read the whole chapter 1, you will now see God began to call things. God began to separate water. You know all the stories there. I'm not going to go into that. So read the whole chapter 1 by yourself. Praise the Lord. So everything God was calling, they were all kept hostage by that darkness. In the beginning, so he made the heaven and the earth. Everything was complete. Because in chapter 2, it tells us these seeds, before they started growing on the earth, they were in the heavens. So God has completed everything. The seeds for everything you need in this earth, they were completed in the heavens and the earth. But because earth is the home of man, where we are going to stay, Satan kept everything what? In hostage. Everything was inside that darkness. Everything. But the light was always there. Even light was kept hostage. Did you hear what I said? Light was kept hostage. Somebody say, that's not possible. How do you keep light hostage? Well, that's what the word of God tells us. God had to do something and bring that light out. So when God said, let there be light, that's not the physical light, you know that. So if you read the chapter, you will read later about sun and moon, but plants were already growing. In biology, you know that what? Photosynthesis, you need light for things to grow. So which light was growing all those things? Because God is the light that makes everything grow. Say amen. Yes, sunlight does, but God is your light. He is my light. We read the scripture. God is my light and my salvation. Everything was kept hostage. I wish I had time to go through all that chapter with you. I will not. So read, read, read. Somebody say read. Somebody say reading is good. Very good. Praise the Lord. Don't let somebody read the Bible for you. Read for yourself. So how do I know that light was kept hostage? Go to... I don't want to go too fast. I want to give you something so you have tools to use for your life. Amen? So how do I know God? When God say light come out? Let us read 2 Corinthians, I think chapter 4, verse 6. 2 Corinthians 4, 6. If you have it, you can put it up. 2 Corinthians 4, 6. What did he say God did? For God, who commanded what? The light to shine out of where? So where was the light again? Inside darkness. So whenever there is darkness, know there are good things around also. When there's trouble, know that there are good things around also. You must mind them out. Don't be a lazy child of God. Use your mouth and begin to do something. Don't get tired. When you are quarreling and fighting, your mouth is not tired. But when it's time to declare the word of God, your mouth is tired. May your mouth never be tired concerning your destiny. In the name of Jesus. God, for God who commanded what? The light to shine out of darkness had shined in our hearts. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God and the face of Jesus Christ. Well, at the beginning, there the word. The Bible tells you that God, Jesus, is the living word. So all three were there. Spirit, Father, and Holy Ghost. They were all there. Praise the Lord. Commanded the light. I'll come back to that. Please go to 1 John. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John 5. Let us read. From verse 4, 1 John 5 to verse 4. I think I'm going to read up to maybe 10. So let's see. It says, for whatsoever is born of God does what? Overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Let's continue. Who is he that overcometh the world? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Our part is to believe so we can come into this realm of God. Amen? The realm of God where we have consistent victory. Say amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 6. This is he that came. I want to give us the two sets of witness. So that's what I'm going to. This is he that came by water and blood. Even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. Take note of that. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is what? Truth. Verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. So heaven has three record bearers. And these three are one. Amen. They all do the same thing. They bear record. So when you pray, your record is kept. When you praise, your record is kept. When you give thanks, your record is kept. Whatever you are doing on earth, they are keeping record. Somebody shout hallelujah. When you give, your record is kept. And anything God has commanded that the earth should do for you, the record is kept. Let's continue. Verse 8. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, these three agree in one. It's still talking about Jesus. So if you read from the beginning of the chapter, it's telling you about Jesus, born of water and blood. Amen? And every human is born of what? Water and blood. When the mother is pregnant and the baby is coming, what happened? The water must gush out first. Right? And when the water breaks, we say what? Baby is on the way. And then blood. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible, God put those things in place. He commanded them to be, and that's how it's going to be. He put three witnesses in the heaven. He put three on the earth. Are there people born by water and blood in this house this morning? Everything God has ordered, it is your portion. Heaven has the record that it is so. So when you open your mouth and you are talking to the Almighty God, you can say, witness. We have a lawyer in this house this morning and some listening online. Praise the Lord. When you have a true witness, what happened? Case is done. With true evidence. God is the evidence. And God say, I keep record. And the earth keeps record. So wherever you are, I want you to be mindful this morning. There is a record-keeping God. And the earth is also keeping record and witness. The ones in heaven, they are one. But he said the ones on earth, they have to agree to be one. May you agree with God. God doesn't have doubt about himself. The three are one. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They are one. They are in unison all the time. The problem is always in the earth realm. May we be free from problems. And he has given you the tools. When darkness comes, you must say what? Let there be light. But the Holy Spirit must be present in your life to be moving. You cannot live anyhow casual Christian life and expect victory. It doesn't just show up. It will show up if you do it according to God's will. Say amen. Somebody say, I will live according to God's will. Heaven is witnessing it, and earth is witnessing it. And they are coming to agreement. All right, let us move to the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6, verse 9. Matthew 6, 9. Praise the Lord. What did he say? I won't read all of it, so do that whole chapter at your own time. So whenever I give you a scripture, go back and read the whole thing by yourself, but keep the part I give to you. Amen. Afterward, Jesus is teaching, because he's doing things the disciples have no understanding. How can you just heal somebody who's been lame from their mother's womb, who's been blind all their life? We all know this person. How are you doing these things? How are you raising the dead? We've never seen such things. How is it so easy? You're not doing one or two miracles. The Bible says sometimes wherever Jesus went, he said he healed them all. So they are amazed. They are there. They see him. They eat with him. They walk with him. They're not seeing him doing anything extraordinary. How do those magicians do? They mean, and whatever. He wasn't doing all those kind of crazy stuff. But miracles were happening. And they want to know what. How are you doing this? His secret was prayer. He spent time with the Father. Praise the Lord. He spent time with what? With whom? The Father. Just excuse me. I'm all hot and on fire. So praise the Lord. I just clean my my sweat a little bit. I always tell you, we are the family of God. Amen? Yeah, so, you know, so they wanted to know. And Jesus said, this is what you need to do. You need to know how to pray. He said, after what? This manner. Pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Remember, three witnesses in heaven, earth. He made the heaven and the earth. So you will hear heaven and earth. So he now says they are in agreement. They are one and they are in agreement. So you want things to happen, you must pray after this manner. Let thy kingdom come. What is the kingdom of God? The rule, the majesty of God, the royal power of God. Let it come down and invade the earth. It's heaven. Heaven, from heaven, we import everything we need in the earth. You can only import from heaven. Every single thing you need is coming from heaven. You can import freely. Say amen. And there's no duty free, no duty fee, no tariffs. It's duty free. Praise the Lord. God has opened the door for us. He said, thy kingdom. Tell the kingdom of God to do what? Come. It must invade. God has not changed his standard. He's still doing things exactly the same and trying to get us to do it the way he does it. The kingdom of God, what? Come. You have no food to eat. You have bills. Tell the kingdom of God, come. Are there bills in heaven? Are you sure? There are no bills. Are there hospitals in heaven? Earthly system, but everything in the earth was imported from heaven to earth. It was just polluted. So you must go back to the original. Go back and tell the kingdom of God, invade this situation. You're always fighting in your home. Say, God, invade my home. Thy kingdom come. Is there peace in heaven? So peace come. You use that your mouth and tell it, come down. People are sad in your home all the time. Then, ask for joy. Joy comes from God. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Joy of the Lord. Come to this home. Come to our city. Come to our church. Come to our home. Most churches now are full of people that are so sick. People sick one pain or the other. You know, I start saying, God, sometimes if you slack, the enemy will just sneak in. So we are not going to slack. We're going to ask the kingdom of God to invade every aspect of our lives. Say amen. Say amen. People are on pills, on drugs, on all kinds of stuff to get well. I'm saying, I used to be one of those who was never sick, never had pain. Then I started encountering pain and I said, oh, this can't stay, you know. You can just think, oh, maybe this went wrong or that went wrong. No. Get back to invading. Because I used to say all the time, sickness, disease, pain does not dwell in me. Then I realized, I stopped saying it because I'm always in a hurry. I do that. I have a routine of things I say. Don't miss out on the good confessions that come out of you. Say them continually. Do what? Say. What did he say? Let the redeemed of the Lord do what? Say so. You must say so. Once you slack, the enemy slides in. So I go, sickness and disease, pain, sorrow, you cannot dwell in me. And many other things. Praise the Lord. Lack cannot dwell in me. Hallelujah. I was in New Jersey with Sister Grace. You know, we went somewhere and then she's asking me. She said, I said, oh, I came with some American dollars. I said, my American dollars is finished. Then later she saw me pay and give money to somebody. She said, where did you get money from? I said, there's always money in this, my purse. Praise the Lord. Always. I turned my purse upside down. And some dollars were coming out. So praise the Lord. We just laughed about it. Honestly, I didn't know anything was there. I thought, I looked before. So I had Canadian dollars, but I wasn't going to change because the exchange rate was not favorable to us. So I just, and I wasn't going there to shop. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I had more than enough to do all the things I needed to do and give to the people I needed to give to. Praise the Lord. Praise God forevermore. You know, God is good. Thy kingdom come. I have no lack. I always say that, and I never lack. So the day you're waiting for me to really lack, too bad. It will never happen. And just in case somebody is wishing me that, I always say return to sender with speed, momentum, and explosion. So wish me only good, and good will come to you. Because that's all I wish you. Amen. You got to say so. You got to say what God says about your life. And don't be careless with the time that He's giving to you. If you are careless, you will become a casual person. Casual people are casualties. I will never be a casualty. Say amen. Thy will be done in earth. What have you purposed for me today? We sang today, this is a day the Lord has made. I will do what? Rejoice and be glad in it. What has God purposed for me today? That's all I accept. I do not accept any other thing outside of that. So when sorrow is going around, it's not my portion. I'm inside the hedge. The blood of Jesus has hedged me in. The kingdom of God has hedged me in. I've commanded the kingdom to come down. Say it, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Not only the physical earth, you are also earth product. Your body's earth product. Thy will be done. What is His will concerning your earth today? That you stay in divine health. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So you have health prosperity, soul prosperity, substance prosperity. That is His will for me today. Thy will be done. That's His will. Not man's will. Not your neighbor's will. Not your family member's will. Not your friend's will. Not those who come to judge you. Their judgment means zero. It's nothing. God has redeemed you. You are a redeemed child of God. And what God says about you is what counts. You don't count. Whatever you say means zero. What counts is what God says. Say amen. So if you're living in an abusive situation, what that person is saying about you, bringing you down, the glory of God, the beauty of God, what God has made in perfection and in goodness, and bringing you down, their words do not count. I've told you before, learn to laugh at the face of the enemy. Try it next time. You will see demons flying out of that person. Just take a step and laugh. But know who you are. Know your boundary. They cannot touch you. Hallelujah. Are they redeemed in this house? I'm not saying what I don't practice. It's impossible. Your hand will be paralyzed before you move. We flew to Nigeria many years ago. We told the person booking our flight, we don't want to arrive at night. We want to arrive enough time, daytime, so we have enough time to get to where we're going. Because we don't want any harassment by any corrupt anybody or anybody waiting on the way, say, give me money or give me your passport or whatever. Guess what? He booked the flight and he put it, and we arrived late at night. Arrived almost at midnight. So that means by the time you get to where you're going, you're looking at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., you know, so it is well. So all we did was take authority over the airport. No harassment, right? So there was no harassment. We arrived, nobody asked for any bribe, nobody asked for 1 naira or anything, you know. We just walked out. But we did not take authority over the city, the highway, because we already knew the problem was at the airport. So we got in the vehicle, not up to 3 kilometers out of the airport. Here comes darkness. give me your passport. They look at you and say, oh, give me your American passport. We say, we're not American citizens. So they look at you, they size you. Say, okay, give me your other passport. Say, for what? We've cleared customs. You don't need our passport. In other words, they want to. These are officials who are supposed to protect you. People in uniform. Looking for money. So we sat in the vehicle. And they kept us there. I wasn't willing to give $1 away because of the attitude. So we sat, talk. So I'm not giving it to you. We have three vehicles, one in front, we're in the middle, and another one behind with our luggage. And the front one were escorts, like security people that was taking us to where we're going. We sat there. I looked at the time. Time is going, and I need rest. You've traveled 19 hours. You flew 19 hours. You need to go sleep. Take a shower and sleep. So after a while, I got fed up. Here's Apostle squeezing my clothes because he knows who he lives with. But I was fed up already. I jumped out of the car. I grabbed the guy with his gun and everything. And he threw him off. He started shaking. Madam, please. We don't want to. Go. So the car in front with security, they took off. The one behind with our luggage, they were gone. Only us. And the driver in the car, they thought I was crazy. I'm ready to die, you know. And I grabbed him, and I don't know, some kind of supernatural. He became like toothpick in my hands. And they begged. The people that have been troubling us begged, and we just left. Got nothing. Nothing. I was going to bless them with $200 before, but now they got what? Zero, because the attitude was bad. He is not my enforcer. I'm the enforcer. Say amen. I don't ask you to go do such crazy stuff. I got moved to just do that, and I did it. Praise the Lord. Thy kingdom come. So what did I learn? You learn from your errors. What did I learn? Leave nothing untouched. Take authority over the city, all the highways. So now I take authority not over the earth, I take authority of above the earth also. Air, land, water, atmosphere, all dimensions. So when I go anywhere, I go in peace. I don't go to any hotel and go experience nightmares. Because you don't know who slept there before. It doesn't matter. Thy kingdom come. So when I enter, heaven invades that spot. Say amen. Are you listening? You can deal with these things. These are things you can do as a child of God. And it's not hard because heaven bears witness that it should be so for you. Earth bear witness it should be so. Say amen. The word of God says, let the earth do what? When you begin to praise God. Did you praise God this morning? That's why you must praise God genuinely for yourself. He said, when you do that, the earth is going to yield her increase for you. Those who genuinely praise God this morning, the earth is ready to produce for them. Spend that moment, it's just me and God. This is my time with my Heavenly Father. And when you do that, something good. I'm already expecting good things today. Before I came here, I expect. When I leave here, I expect. Every moment, yielding the best for me. Say amen. Say amen. Traveling in and out. You know, traveling is not an easy thing, but God is with us. Amen. Yeah. a lot of things that you have to deal with. But God is with us. And he makes everything easy. Okay, let's move on. I don't even know where I got to. I think you have more than enough for the command. So learn to, what did I say you should do? Import. Amen? You don't need credit card to import here. You just need the master's card. Master Jesus. Amen? So you import. What do we export from the earth? We export, say, when you pray, say, our Father. So you are exporting what? Your prayer to the heavens. Did you pray this morning when you woke up? You have exported something. Export and give thanks. You export your praise. You export your thanksgiving. You export your adoration. Begin to export things to heaven. And you don't need a post office. Or what's the other thing they do? What's the new one now they use? Prime. Amazon. You have Abba Father. Some will say, I'm going to export my praise. I'm going to export my prayer. I'm going to export my thanksgiving. Be thankful. I was thankful. Most people my age are not alive. They're gone. But I'm here. Vibrant. Amen? You need to give God thanks for your life. Don't say, I'm getting old. You're getting young and strong. Age is a good thing. He said, the hoary hair, that means you have white hair, is good. But you don't have to act old. He's called the ancient one. Forever young. Forever healthy. Forever blessed. Forever vibrant. Forever sharp. Forever glorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So thy kingdom, somebody say, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Say, light is shining in the darkness. Let's go to, let me give you some more scripture. Jesus says he is the light of the world. Can you look at Matthew 4:16-17. Matthew 4:16-17. So it's good news for every one of us. Remember I said everything God made, the darkness kept them hostage, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Okay, when God restored all of that, and now made us and brought us out, Satan has said, I'm going to put these people that you have made back where? In that dark hostage. The devil is relentless. You must need to be more relentless than him. Say amen. He said, now I'm going to, okay, so now you say, let there be, and there was. Now you have made man, I'm going to make sure. So he changed his strategy from all the things God has made. Now he wants to face what? Remember, he put the earth. Heaven was not in hostage, it was always earth. And God gave us a new life, made us. And Satan said, I'm still going to deal with this earth. You use that same earth to make man, I'm going to deal with man. So man fell. You know that story. So let's go to Matthew 4:16. Say, the people have been in darkness from that time till Jesus came. The people which sat in darkness do what? Saw great light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung off. So somebody even at the place of death, they are almost gone. Light can spring out. You don't give up on a dying person. What should you be saying? He gave you the answer. Let there be light. Wake up. Light. Comfort. He said he commanded. So you cannot say, light, light, can you come up? Can you? Please. Who's going to listen to that? The devil said, this one doesn't even know what they are doing. He just put more darkness. They say he commanded. So what should you do? You see somebody dying in your family or anywhere, they call you to pray, you speak. Let there be light. Speak with command, with authority, so that heaven will invade. There's no sickness in it. Remember, you are importing the health from heaven to that earth being. Somebody say, I'm an importer. Say, I'm an importer. Some people, I don't know. Are you, I don't understand. After I say command, some of you are still saying, I'm an importer. I'm an importer. As if you had surgery on your jaw. Who's going to take you serious? You must carry that presence. You don't need to be speaking. When somebody sees you, they know you're carrying something. They'll see it in you. Hallelujah. Even when you sit and say nothing, something is happening around you. You should have a radius of fire all around you. The glory moving around you. Something is happening. Somebody say, I'm a child of the Most High God. And he's made me a commander. Yeah, he's a commander in chief, but he's made you a commander. Somebody say, I'm a commander. Say it with an attitude. I'm a commander. Yeah, the devil gets mad when you talk like that. Say, who do you think you are? You just know you're somebody. You didn't make yourself. God made you that. And be glad he made you so. God did not create anything weak. It's the devil's work to do that. But God has made us strong. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. So he said, the people, we read that already. Light has sprung. The next verse, 17. From that time, Jesus began to do what? Preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This whole verse started after Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. The heaven opened. God has spoken. This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased, right? He has not done any miracles, done anything. God said, I'm pleased with him already because he has scanned him and see that he's a faithful witness. Bible says he's a faithful witness. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit, faithful witness. And do you know who another person God has made witness? The Bible says three in heaven, three on earth. But before Jesus left, he added me and you. Acts 1:8. You can go read that for yourself. Right? You shall receive. Put that on while I'm talking. You shall do what? Receive power. After the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Huh? And you shall be what? Witnesses. Who's a witness again? You, me, shall be a witness unto me, both in what? Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. We are part of that uttermost. Say amen. So we have seven witnesses. Somebody shout hallelujah. So, but when you're on earth, you must agree. So agreement is key. You must agree with whatever God has agreed. Don't try to figure everything I'm saying out. Just write scriptures down. The Holy Ghost will help you. That's why you go back and you spend time studying and praying, because I'm speaking from a place of revelation. Most of the things I'm seeing, I'm just trying to downsize them, make them beat. But I'm seeing way more. So you can only give this much. Amen? You can only give this much when you have so much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So don't try to figure or do math. Just stay in the moment. Amen. Your spirit man understands more than you think. It will catch up. It will be quickened. Say the Holy Ghost quickens. It quickens your spirit. Every message I've preached to you, they have always been precept upon precept, building one thing and adding to you. Amen? Bible says, add virtue to your life. We keep on adding. Praise the Lord. They are all intentional. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord forevermore. Somebody say, I'm in the light. Yeah, the devil wants you in death, and that, so he wanted everything, man, to go back, captured in that darkness. But Jesus showed up. He said, the people in darkness, the people sitting in the shadow of death, have seen a great light. You did not see a small light, you saw great light. Somebody said, the great light is with me, is in me, and is functioning in my life and in my household. Say amen. Say amen. All right, let me continue. Oh, praise the Lord. I got good time, so let me add more to us. Somebody say, I'm free. All right, the prophecy for that particular scripture. So Jesus was tempted by the devil. He rejected everything that Matthew 4, where Jesus now spoke that. So when he got free, that's when people started getting free. He did not fall into that darkness. He knew who he was. He kept that in his heart. He kept that focus. So when Satan came and tempted everything, he did not agree with anything the devil did. Hallelujah. He only agreed with God. May you agree with God when you are tempted. Never give into temptation. Lead us not into temptation. You see why he now taught them. That Lord's Prayer is not just words you just say. He's telling you how the kingdom operates. That's what he was teaching them. If you just know only that, you will be a successful Christian. Say amen. Isaiah 9. You can read verse 2, but you can read the whole thing up to, you can read a little bit more of that. So verse 2, it said the people that what? Walked in darkness, so it's being quoted in Matthew 4. The people that walked in darkness have seen what? A great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them had the light shine. If you read on, you will see children of Israel's name mentioned, Zebulun and all the rest of them. Because that's why Jesus came. I came for the household of Israel. So now you understand. He came for them, then after that, us. But we've been grafted in. Praise the Lord. So Jesus was not living. You know, those of you who don't like Old Testament, it's very current. Amen. There's no, because it's all God's word. So get out of that foolishness. Say amen. Or you should not be saying, I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the country. That's in the Old Testament. You should not be saying, I'm head and not tail. That's in the whole Old Testament. You should not be saying, I'm the redeemed. That's in the what? So are we out of that foolishness? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm in the light. So light shined. Upon them, the light what? Shine. Light shines from that dark. So darkness for a child of God is not a bad thing. It looks bad, but command it. Mine what you need out. Somebody say, mine it. Somebody say, I'm a miner. So we are an exporter. We are an importer. We are miners. Are we getting wealthy already? Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mind what you want. Don't allow those bad situations to be speaking to you. Shut them down. Tell darkness, shut up. You know, God didn't even waste time and say, shut up, darkness. He just said, let there be light. From that moment on, light has been in charge. Hallelujah. God is not going around every day saying, let there be light, let there be light, like a little parrot. Let there be light, let there be light, let there be light, let there be light. He said it once and that was it. You just have to believe. Say amen. All right. Let's go on. John 8, verse 12. John 8, 12. Thanks, media team. Praise the Lord. I went somewhere sometime to go preach, and they don't have this, that like they bring it up. So I have my iPad there, and I'm trying to go, and I look. There is nothing. I said, oh, we're so spoiled here, so it's a good spoiling. So praise the Lord. God bless you guys. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Hallelujah. Light of life. Light of life. He is a light. Are there Jesus followers here? I'm always in the light. If you are a follower of Jesus, you are in the light. He said he is the light of the world. So be with him, and the devil can't do anything about your destiny. You have been made more than conqueror in Christ Jesus. That 1 John 4 that I asked us to read from verse 4 on, it says what? This is what? It talks about faith, right? Faith is another thing that we take the faith of God, we import it, but we also export our faith back to him. Amen? 1 John 4, let's move on. So I have the light of life. 1 John 4, 4 and 5. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus says he is the light, and he's giving us the light of life. So are you alive? You have his light flowing in you. Amen? Verse 5, say, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Verse 6, we are of God. And we know what? That God heareth us. He that is not of God. Is this 1 John 5? Heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Okay, go to 1 John 5, please. Go back to verse 4. For whatsoever is born. That scripture was good too. So praise the Lord. But this is the one I want for us. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Just having faith in God, that means you believe in God. You believe and you hope in him, that what you are asking him to do, he will do it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. By this, the elders obtained a good report. You are also going to obtain what? Good report, because now you know how to what? Import. Amen? You know how to tell the kingdom of God to come, and you know how to mine what you need from the earth by mining them out of darkness. So sickness show up, you just know divine health, and there's something that you are going to do with your body for the kingdom of God. Amen? So you are not going to put up with that. Amen? Say, you that have faith, you overcome the world. Not just your situation, not just your city. This can be done in any environment. So you are the one. Anywhere you go, what is working for you right now is going to work in any environment. Say amen. So wherever you go, you know some people, we know this in the negative. Wherever they go, trouble follows them. They are home, trouble. They go anywhere, trouble. Well, let your testimony be wherever you go, goodness follow you. Amen. Psalm 23 tells you that, the last verse 6. We're not going there, so you should know that. Surely goodness and mercy, verse 6 says, shall follow me all the days of my life. So wherever you go, goodness does what? Follow you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wherever I go, I pick up something. It says, oh, this is for you. You did not pay for it. You see this bill? It says zero, yeah. It's free. I did not ask for it. And then they take time to explain to me, this is for you. Goodness follow me. Say amen. Buying without money, because I believe that. Isaiah 55. All you who thirst, come to the waters and buy what? without money. I believe it. That's the kingdom of God. I put it in my earth. Amen. Amen. So I'm working on a new home now. So I'm saying, God, I need a new home. I've stayed where I am for too long. So I'm going to buy without money again. So praise the Lord. Where I live is very nice, but I need something better. Apostle needs a big office for himself in the house because our house is full of paper. So we need space. And I need space. Praise the Lord. Somebody said they want to see my closet with all my clothes. I said, my closet? I don't have a big closet. I live in an old house. But I put my clothes in suitcases and I know where they are and I take. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But now I like to have a nice closet. Somebody shout hallelujah. You don't need to have the money begin to invade. Speak. Shout hallelujah. Where I live now, that's how we got it. That's how we got it. I spoke. When it was time, I got moved. I started speaking, and we moved. Praise the Lord. I don't buy at the level you buy. I buy with a different currency. Say amen. Say amen. It works. That's the point. It works. It works. It works. Let me do maybe a little bit more. I'm going to, there are things I want to show us, but I won't do that now. I'm going to save that. Show you how to really get things done for yourself. John, did I read John 9 already? John 9, verse 5. John chapter 9, verse 5. As long as I'm where? This is Jesus speaking. I'm in the world. I am what? Light of the world. So darkness have no more chance. Amen. Jesus says, as long as I'm in the world. He was physically here. And he says, I am the light of the world. But now he lives in our heart. So are you carrying him around? So there's light. Wherever you go, light must walk. Somebody say, light must walk. Every dark situation must turn around. Let there be light. Let there be light. Stop tolerating things you should not be tolerating. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. So, 1 Peter 2, 9. Hallelujah. 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 But you are what? Remember, you are also light, right? You are light. But you are a chosen what? Generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A peculiar people that do what? Show forth the praises of him who had called you where? Out of darkness into his marvelous light. So God did not just call all those trees and the land and the earth and all the fish and all those things and all the waters. You know, the waters was in darkness, remember? There was not one single fish in it. God now had to say, I designed fish in my mind. Fish, be. Amen. I designed birds. Birds, be. I designed eagles. I designed whales. Hallelujah. Everything God designed, he called everything back. What do you see faith? That's why faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for. God operated by faith. It says he hoped, he wanted to see the fishes, he did. He wanted to see the trees, he called them. He wanted to see the animals, he did. He wanted to see the birds, he called them. You must design things in your mind. Design what you want. Design the kind of life you want. You want godly children, begin to call them godly. They might not appear to be, but they will be. Amen. You want Holy Ghost filled children? Call them Holy Ghost filled. Design it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Design what you want. Darkness was there, that did not stop God. When he said light be, and God went to work speedily. 6 days, he completed everything, including us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Speedify. Someone say, I have a speedify mind. The mind of Christ is speed. The mind of the Holy Ghost is speed. It is the Spirit that quickens. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I have a speedy mind. If a solution is needed, you don't go, It comes to you just like that, with ease. Say amen. Your amen is so weak. Sharp mind. You know things. Your children will do well in school because you say they have the mind of Christ. They can retain and recall what they are learning. They will have the right answers. So when it's time to give scholarship, your children are the one getting it. If somebody's going to get it in that school, so my child is going to get it. That's what we declare over them here, scholarships. Scholarships! Yes, the parents have the money, but no, it's sweeter when God did it. Don't you like when God did it? Then you can do anything you want to do with that extra money. Bless somebody. I don't know about you. I'm more excited when God does something without me. It's sweeter. You go, look what the Lord has done. I didn't even ask. It has happened. Engage him. Begin to import. Somebody say, I'm an importer of heavenly things. I'll give you one more scripture. Did I read Peter 2:9? I read it, right? Yeah, we are called out. You are not dark people anymore. You are not in darkness. You are the light. And you are light. Before I go to another scripture, what did James 1 tell you? James 1 verse 17 and 18. You hear apostles say this all the time. He quotes it for us. James 1 verse 17. It says what? Every good and every perfect gift is from where? Above. And coming down from what? The Father of lights. So we are lights. He's our Father. He made us light, right? With whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Verse 18. Of his own will begat he what? Us. So you are born of God. You are a child of God. Someone say, I'm a child of God. Someone say, I'm a child of God. Have you ever seen a parent in a home? Their fridge is loaded. They take care of their children. They have food. And they say, children, you cannot eat this food. You are not allowed to eat here. It's only for outsiders. You must starve. Have you seen such a parent? Have you? So why do you think God is like that? God said, I begat you. You are my child. I gave birth to you. Somebody said, I will never be hungry. I will never lack. So when you say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside where? Still waters, not troubled waters. Trouble is not from God. Amen? When he sees trouble, he says, peace be still. Hallelujah. So what kind of father do you think he is? I begat you of his own will. You did not say, give birth to me. He chose. You belong to him. So every detail of your life, he cares about it. Somebody say, God loves me and cares about me. My day and my future is great. It is well with me and my household. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. Yeah, Jesus is truth. I'm the way, truth, and life. That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So he takes care of his household first before other things. Say amen. He told the apple tree, be fruitful and multiply according to his kind. You know, he did not say its kind. Every tree God made, fruitful trees, is a his, H-I-S. His kind, because it's the Spirit of God that moved upon everything. Hallelujah. His kind. In English, we say its kind, I-T-S, right? But in God's spiritual language is what? H-I-S. Because it's coming from him. You should be shouting hallelujah. That means when you say him, it's a his. So what do you think? His can hear. It don't hear. Hello? So that's why the fig tree was able to do what? Was speaking and hearing. He thought he was the smartest. Because it's his kind. His kind can speak. Its kind cannot speak. I'm his kind. You can speak. After his kind. Read the whole chapter. Some of you, this is what you read with your Bible. Blah, 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 blah. Like speed reading. You don't read the word of God speed reading. You have to meditate on the word day and night. Therein you will find what? So good success for what you need. Amen. Someone say amen. Amen. We are number one in all the things he made. We are the last thing he created, but we are number one in his agenda. Say amen. Somebody praise the Lord. Well, I would like to continue there, but I'm going to stop there so I can have time to pray and we do other things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Rise with me, let me pray, and may God seal his word inside us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you, God, that light is shining out of every darkness. Every darkness we face, we say, let there be light. Let there be light in our home, in our lives, in our job, in our businesses, in our church, in our city, in our ministry, in our mind, in our children's life, in our grandchildren's life, in our spouse's life. Let there be light. Somebody shout it. Let there be light in our city. Let there be light in Jesus' mighty name, that the word you have given to us, we will not be slack with it. We will say it, we will do it, and we will see results, and we will give you all the glory and the honor. We give you praise that you have called us out of darkness, and we are out of darkness. We are now living your marvelous light. You are our great light. In your light, there is life. You are the life that we live in. We give you praise. Have your way in this ministry, Glory and Peace Church, Call to Victory, in my Zeno Ministries, in every member that attend and hear the word of the Lord, those hearing the sound of my voice from any nation, anywhere they are, we say, let there be light. Let there be light. You are healing people's mind right now. Let there be light in their mind. Confusion, go. In the name of Jesus. Brain cells that are not working, we say, let there be light. Blood cells that are not working, say, let there be light. In the name of Jesus, bone, cells, sinew, eternal organs, heart, kidney, liver, pancreas, let there be light. Large and small intestines, stomach, let there be light. Appendix, let there be light. Bones, let there be light. Every organ in our body, every gate, let there be light. Brain cells, let there be light. Hair, head, let there be light. Hands, feet, let there be light. In the name of Jesus. Hearing, let there be light. Mouth, tongue, teeth, let there be light. Voice, throat, let there be light. Every part, lungs, every part, let there be light. Let there be light in our finances. Let there be light in our finances. Let there be light in our homes, in our marriages, in our children's life, grandchildren's life. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. Equip your children that they'll begin to say what you say. As the redeemed of the Lord, we say so, and so it is. For we shall have what we say. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless every one of us. Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. To God be the glory. Yeah, Apostle asked me to remind us, it's time to take offering. We give our offering. If you have not given, it's a good time for you to do so. And if you have given, I think he reminded me to tell us that today is Mission Sunday. Mission Sunday. So we give for mission so that the gospel can spread. Amen? You cannot keep it. You must expect the gospel. Tell somebody about Jesus. If you forgot, you can do that later and give towards that. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And then after we give, let's do our communion. So, praise the Lord. Somebody remind me if Sister Carol is online. If we see her, we'll sing happy birthday to her. Lindsay, you come and help me then so I don't sing funny song in her ears. Praise the Lord. All right, praise the Lord. If you don't have your elements, just wave, and then they will give you. By the way, thank you. Thank everyone who gave gifts for my birthday. My last Sunday was 23rd, right? Monday was my birthday. So a lot of you, I wasn't here, but Apostle sent me some cards. So praise the Lord. God bless you. And today some gave me also, so God bless everyone. And those who do not have, may God bless you. May you learn to celebrate other people's life so that your life will also be celebrated. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, I got to open mine. One moment while I open mine. God. If you're ready, this is the body of Christ where he paid for everything. So he says he is light and we are light. We say let there be light. So take and eat. In Jesus' name. Said he is the light and he is the life that is in the light and the light that is in the life. So we take that blessed light. We take of the blood of Jesus that protects us, that keeps us hedged in, that Satan can never have a hold of any one of us. Somebody say, I'm hedged in by the blood of Jesus. Where he hedged in Job, but Job used his mouth to remove the hedge. May you not use your mouth to remove the hedge. May you keep the hedge that God has put around you and your household. Am I waiting for anyone? Let's just wait for some few people so we can take up this. So somebody say, I am light. The blood of Jesus. It's a witness. His water, which is the word of God, is a witness in the earth. The Holy Spirit is a witness that I've been made the light of God. Say amen. Say amen. All right, let us take and drink. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Well, blessings. I think everybody here, I don't see any new person. So I'm going to greet the people online. So let us first of all, before I say hello to every other person, we're going to greet Sister Carol Corneliusin, and we're going to sing happy birthday.